Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. It is June, and we are going to be focusing all month on mental health awareness. I know May technically was Mental Health Awareness Month, but we're going to carry it on through to June because I have been inspired by our guest today. I am here with Missy Brozek, Director of Brand and Communications with Girl Scouts Northwestern Great Lakes. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And the inspiration for this month is with the Girl Scouts. We had Bethany come in last month and talk about the Adventures on the Go, and we're going to touch on that a little bit. But since you are brand new, I want you to introduce yourself to everybody, tell them who you are and where you are and how to get a hold of you, and then we're going to get into some questions.
Perfect. Like you said, my name is Missy Brozek, and I'm our Brand and Communications Director for Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. I've been there for a number of years now and kind of started my Girl Scout journey as my daughter's troop leader, so have some experience as a parent, as a leader, and now getting to work for such a great organization.
Fantastic. And if somebody wants to get involved in Girl Scouts, we're going to do this a couple times, but how do they get involved? Where's website, phone numbers, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so our website is almost always your best bet, and that is just gsnwgl.org, or we have a fantastic customer care team that's always ready to help, and you can call them at 888-747-6945.
Fantastic. And because you are new, we have to go through some questions. All of our guests get the same questions. So we're going to start with Missy today. And when I say wellness, Missy, what does that mean to you? What does wellness mean to you?
So I kind of gave this a little bit of thought, and I really kind of think of wellness, you know, as a combination of both physical wellness, mental wellness, but just kind of like as a kind of accumulation of my surroundings. Like, do I have a support system? Do I have healthy relationships? And just like in a general, like a feeling of safety. So when I think about it, I just really want to, you know, feeling wellness to me feels, you know, being both mentally and physically strong enough to do what I want to do what I need to do, and just all in general, feeling good about myself and my circumstances.
Yeah, and that is a very common theme, like balance and all of those things put together. So second question, what do you do for yourself to keep yourself well?
Yeah, and that was a tough one for me because I'm not always great at putting myself first. But one of the things I have gotten pretty good at is just kind of realizing when I'm falling into a slump or just not quite feeling myself. And one of the things I kind of find that I tend to do to get out of that is my husband and I, we tend to schedule something for ourselves, you know, whether it be a trip or an event or something that really kind of takes our focus and takes some energy to motivate ourselves and get ready for it. So whether that's physically or mentally to do a hike or a trip, but it helps us get out and about and really make time for ourselves. And one of the other things I do is I love to do DIY. And so for me is sometimes like finding a space in my home that I'm just like, oh, this doesn't feel great. And just thinking about how I can freshen it up. And then when it's done, you just get that feeling of accomplishment and coming into it. And it just makes you a little happy each time. So those are a couple things I do.
Yeah. We always, I mean, no matter what, women always seem to be the last one to take care of themselves. We have all the other fires to put out, all the other people to feed, all the other people to keep alive. So when it comes to us, we're like, meh, forget it. It'll be fine. Tomorrow's another day. But it is very important. And what I have found with the people that I've been talking to on this show on Wellness Wednesday, it is about balance. We have to take care of ourselves, men and women. I mean, we have super dads out there too. That's absolutely a thing. But take time for yourself.
Absolutely.
And for this today, for this show, we're going to kind of talk about how we can do that with our children too, because I think we got to teach the kids, right? We have to start them right and give them the tools to be able to do these things for themselves, because we know we ain't great at it. We got to get them the proper tools. And I know with my experience with the Girl Scouts, by letting the girls plan and do and all the things, it's so rewarding, and it helps all the moms, all the leaders. I started out as a leader too with my daughter and her troop, and it's just amazing. Just the little things, even a lemonade stand or selling a box of cookies, how good that is in for wellness, for mental health and everything. Like, it just fits, and it's kind of neat how that does. So we're going to hang out right now. We're going to go to a break and hear from the Girl Scouts, and we'll be right back with Missy and talk some more about mental health awareness and how we can help girls and all of us adjust. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out and sticking with us. We are talking with Missy Brozek, Director of Brand and Communications with the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Great Lakes. And we started talking with Missy about what wellness means to her and how what she does. And it's all very similar to what everyone is. It's about balance and getting out and getting yourself out of the everyday routine, right? And clearing your head and getting out of the cobwebs. So our final question is, how do you help others? What do you do for others' wellness? So talk to me about the Girl Scouts programs and how we do and what we do.
Well, I think for myself personally, like when I think of the most way I can support someone else is just being there, being a listening ear, being a place where they feel safe to come and share what they're going through. You know, not being judgmental and just letting them know that regardless, you know, whatever they're going through, that they have a safety net in me or in Girl Scouts, and just building the organization to be that for girls throughout, just a place where they have role models and that they feel safe, that their parents feel safe bringing them, and just filled with trusted adults and other girls who are committed to being there for one another, a place where they can be themselves. And that's really what we're all about. And I think that's where so much of what girls love about Girl Scouts comes from, is just the safe place to be themselves.
Yeah. And you just touched a little bit on the trusted adults. There's background checks. This isn't just somebody says that they're good people. Like, you check this out, because the children are our future and we must keep them safe, right?
So we do. Yeah, that's a huge, that's very, very important to our organization. So every adult volunteer goes through confirmed background check before they can have time. And we have a lot of just really good guidelines in place that are there to protect our girls.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about mental health and what the Girl Scouts are doing for that. When we get to the podcast side, we're going to talk a little bit more about Adventures on the Go and some of those things. But is there some specifics that the Girl Scouts are focusing on for mental health?
Yeah, mental health and mental wellness has really become top of mind for Girl Scouts, our organization, over the past couple years. And I think a lot of it came to light through the pandemic and after the pandemic. But right now, there's just a real mental health concern based around loneliness. And so there's a lot of conversation about loneliness. And Girl Scouts has done research lately, and they are finding that girls as young as 5, I believe they said 70% of girls experience loneliness and report feeling lonely. And so to me, that is a place where Girl Scouts can really fill a gap and be a place where we can help them find that connection for girls and adults alike. And, you know, as a Girl Scout leader, when my kids were little, it was really a place that we brought girls together, but we also really found connection with the fellow adults, you know, whether they were parents or our co-leaders. And so we were able to connect the girls doing things that they love and things that they enjoy. But just really finding those meaningful connections, I think, is getting really challenging for kids.
Yeah. And now we're in summer, so kids are disrupted. Some people, in some families, the school year is their only outlet, right? So now they are away from their friends, they're away from their routines, they need something to do. So I can see how summertime would be lonely, even though, like, rest of us think, oh, you're at school, you go run around and play. And maybe not. Maybe you live in the country, maybe you live far away, maybe you have weird family things that don't let you get that. So what else is happening? Like, right now, camp has started, or like, camp season is in full swing, right? And camp is a great place to
absolutely
get rid of loneliness.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to get rid of loneliness, to really find some good connections. But I think, you know, kids today are just inundated with technology and messages and just kind of this fear of missing out on whether it's apps or Snapchats or things that might be coming through. And so one of the things that I love about our camp program is there's a true disconnect from social media, from technology in many ways. And I think that that just really gives girls a chance to clear their heads, clear their space, you know, make space for those meaningful connections that they maybe don't even realize they're lacking. And one of the things when we're thinking about camp, and I recall, like, when I would send my daughter and she would come home, she would just kind of come home with this, like, refreshed, like, sense of things. And she didn't feel like this need to get right back to her devices. You know, she just felt renewed and like had a just whole different look about her. And I think it was just a matter of like disconnecting from those things in order to connect with friends, connect with nature, try new things. And, you know, one of the things I love about Girl Scouts and about camp is it's really a place for girls to try new things, but what I love about it is it's such a safe place for them to fail and get back up and try again. And so those are just a few of the things I absolutely love about camp.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more on the podcast because we are out of time right now for on air, but which happens because there's so much good stuff with Girl Scouts. So I will have you take us out, tell us again who you are, where you are, how to get a hold of you. And then you guys come back to the podcast because we're going to talk some more about what Camp Birch Trails has going on and some other things going on throughout the summer for the Girl Scouts. So, Missy, take us out.
Yeah. So, again, I'm Missy Brozek, Brand and Communications Director for Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. We'd love to hear from you. So if you would like to get in touch, you can find us on our website, gsnwgl.org, or contact our customer care team anytime at 888-747-6945.
All right. Thank you so much, Missy, for joining us today. You guys listen to the rest of this podcast because there's going to be some good information in here. Thanks for joining us today and have a great Wednesday. And we will see you next week. We will be talking with Patrick Bacher and Officer Lemorand from North Central Healthcare Center on what they do for Wausau area with mental health and wellness as well. So come in, check us out next week. We will talk to you again. Happy Wednesday, everybody. All right, welcome back, everybody. You are now on the podcast with Missy Brozek, Director of Communications and Brand at Girl Scouts Northwestern Great Lakes. We are talking about mental health awareness all month of June, and we've talked a little bit with Missy already, so if you're in here right now listening, you've heard the first part of this. So we want to talk a little bit more about what Girl Scouts are doing, because you have a focus, right? You're focusing on mental health awareness. This isn't just a secondary thing that's happening with these programs. This is an actual focus.
Yes. Girl Scouts has teamed up with a lot of experts in the field, so NAMI and other experts, to pull together programs and resources that are specifically dedicated to equipping girls and leaders with the resources they need to kind of manage the mental health troubles that we're seeing in kids today and prepare them for, you know, to be ready when they do hit them, or if they hit a friend, to just make sure that they know how to step in and help one another.
Yeah. And I mean, I grew up, obviously, I'm an adult now. And in my childhood, you never talked about any mental health, but for sure not children. You were just children. Your kids being kids, your whatever, you know, all the negative things that go along with that. So it's very cool that we have now focused. I mean, it's been a lot of years coming, and every year that goes by, we learn more things. But for the Girl Scouts to evolve with that too, I feel is just obvious. Like, to me, it's like, duh, of course they do that. That's what we do. So what have you found with all these research and all this? Are we in a good way? Are we transitioning well? Or is there really a big need?
I mean, I think there's still a very significant need. I think we're still learning the best way to support kids. And I think a lot of that is just that we still haven't got to the space where we as adults are opening up enough to allow them to bring those conversations to us. So I think that's one of the things that Girl Scouts has become really passionate about, is removing that stigma that's attached to mental health or mental health struggles, and trying to open the door, you know, making sure that adults are opening the door to allow those conversations to happen and naturally whenever possible. And I know a lot of the times we fall into a pattern of trying to investigate or like ask so many questions to try to understand and figure out. And, you know, one of the things I've found is sometimes what you need to do is just kind of step back, be quiet, and listen, you know, because I think our kids are very equipped to tell us what they need or show us what they need if we give them the space to do that. And I think sometimes we're just not quite there yet.
Right. When we think we know what's going on. Exactly. So we just like, you're fine. We push it off. I mean, I'm guilty of doing that too. I am 100% aware of that. And I feel like too, boys also have this. It's not straight to the girls, but obviously since we are girls, I know that more. The technology we were just talking about, like disconnecting from the technology, bullying, cyberbullying is huge. Even sitting next to somebody in a classroom, they could be texting you and bullying you from 10 feet away. So we have all of that that we never had. I mean, it was bad enough when it was in person and in your face. Now it's on your cell phone or on your anything. Any social media is going to get you. So what do we have in place for that? Is there anything, you know, directed to that, like digital
social media? Girl Scouts, you know, even before they started focusing on mental wellness and those different programs, you know, they really dove into programs and patches where girls could understand more about cyberbullying and just understanding technology. And I think, you know, that was a really great space for girls at that time. And I think this is kind of a natural progression of understanding the technology and now understanding kind of the emotions that are so often intertwined with that. Because I think, you know, we talk a lot about this pandemic of loneliness. Like, it's a real crisis that we keep hearing about. And I think kids and adults both have a hard time realizing maybe what loneliness is, because it's hard to think, oh, I'm lonely, but I have, you know, 500 Facebook friends, or I have this many friends on Snapchat. And I think that that's the same for kids, is they're like, well, how can I be lonely? I'm like in this class of 500 kids every day, or I'm in sports, or I'm, you know, in all these extracurricular activities. I couldn't be lonely. And but just helping them understand the levels and layers that are loneliness, and that without the connection with individuals in those different situations, loneliness is a very real thing.
Yeah. And if you're, I remember I heard this, and sometimes those people that are the girls and the kids that are in all the sports and doing all those activities, they are the loneliest ones because they are so busy doing all of those things, they don't get time to actually make a connection with somebody. And part of the Girl Scout pledge is to be a sister to every Girl Scout. And I know that goes beyond the Girl Scout, because in like our troop, we combined after a few years, and we had girls that social, economics, what all that stuff, they would never have been friends. Not that they didn't like each other and were mean, but just they would never have met, they would never have been together. And it opened up everybody's lives so much, and it was so cool to get those different walks of life. And again, we had, you know, the one girl that was very isolated. She, single mom, they didn't have a lot of means. Without us, neither one of them would have had an outlet. So it's very important, and that's been forever. But when you put the spotlight on as mental health, then I think people would be like, oh, yeah, I guess. I didn't even think about that. So you can be very popular, very outgoing, and still be very lonely and still need a friend.
Yeah. So I think one of the hardest places to feel lonely is in a crowd. Yeah. And I think that's more common than we realize.
Right, right. So we touched just a little bit on camp. Tell us a little bit what's going on at Birch Trails right now.
Yeah, so well, right now at Birch Trails, it's kind of all about getting ready for camp season to start. So our camp staff are making their way to camp. They'll be moving in and getting all things ready for the summer. All of the counselors will be going through training, you know, and that's lifeguards, so physical safety, but they do so many things just for like girls' mental safety and supports too. So they're going through all of that just to make sure that they're prepared to give girls the best and safest summer that they can at camp.
And this property is amazing, you guys. If you have not been there, you need to go check it out. I brought my daughter up there a couple weeks ago, and they had the big opening of the camp, and it was still a little cool, so I did not get in any of the kayaks, but the girls were out there in canoes. It was so cute. They were kind of stuck on the rocks, two little ones I watched for a minute, trying to watch them navigate how to get out of there, and it was very cute because they kind of were struggling a little bit until the adults started walking over, and then they were like, boop, boop, and they were out.
I got it.
they just waited for her to get into the water, and then they were like, oh, no, we got it. So, awesome property. You don't have to be a Girl Scout to go out there, but you should be one because then you get all the bells and whistles, right? If somebody listening wants to participate in camp or get involved in the Girl Scouts, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so visiting our website at gsnwgl.org is the best way to find all of the ways you can get involved. And I always like to remind people that there are so many different ways to be involved as a Girl Scout. So I think the troop experience seems to come to mind for most people when they think about what Girl Scouts do. And there are so many other ways. So especially, you know, as girls get older, my daughter hasn't had a part of the troop experience for a few years, but she's still a Girl Scout. She still enjoys participating in the camp activities. So you can just be a Girl Scout for the pure purpose of going to Girl Scout camp. You can be a Girl Scout if you want to just take advantage of Girl Scout programming that happens, or if you want to travel with a group of girls who have similar ambitions and want to see the world, you can do that through Girl Scouts. So there's just so many ways to participate that are outside of the troop experience, which is fantastic. So don't get me wrong, that's a really great way to be a Girl Scout, but there's so many ways you can do it.
And there's like one-off things, right? Like you don't have to be, because I was looking into this, I'm nowhere interested in being a troop leader again at this time, but there's other things, like you were just saying, you can help out at camp for a day, you can help out at camp for the whole experience, you can go help clean up the camp, there's always something, right? So if you are interested in any way volunteering,
absolutely,
get a hold of the Girl Scouts, they are always looking for you. We need more ladies, we need more girls, because this is an awesome program and it needs to continue for another couple hundred years. So is there anything else you want to wrap us up with, or have we hit it pretty good? Because I think we've hit most of the points today, but is there anything else you'd like to add to this before we call it a day today, Missy?
Yeah, you know, I would just kind of send a reminder out to, you know, parents and caregivers to just, you know, keep your ears open, your eyes open for kids. And, you know, little things might pop out that will maybe open your eyes to say, oh, maybe they are struggling. Because I think sometimes it's little things that we don't realize, you know, changing sleeping habits or eating habits or, you know, being quiet. But there are just so many little things that can point us to saying, hey, maybe this is a great time for me to step in and be a listening ear, open a conversation for my kids to make sure that they have the tools and the support that they need before we get too far in the wrong direction.
Yeah, because it could just be a little thing. So if
absolutely,
you get it when it's a little thing, it doesn't turn into big stuff. So yeah, be prepared. You're their parents. You know them better than they know themselves. So just keep an eye on them. And if you need help, Girl Scouts are always here.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Missy, for joining us today. Thank you so much to the Girl Scouts for sponsoring us this month. Again, we're focusing all about mental health all month long, as I was inspired by the Girl Scouts to do so. So that's what we're going to do, is focus on the mental health, get involved with the Girl Scout program. I like to call it Giss and Wiggle because that's what I was taught when the name change happened. But Girl Scouts Northwestern Great Lakes, give them a call, get on girlscouts.org and get all the details. Thank you again so much, Missy, for joining us, and I can't wait to talk to you again. We'll have her back again for something, I promise.
Thank you so much. Okay.